Welcome to hour number two as we dig into the meat of the stories and find the truth. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, December 4th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, in a new American Christmas tradition, Melania Trump gets viciously trashed by the Washington Post. This time, it's not how she decorated the Christmas tree in the White House. No, this time, they savage her coat. For real. Number two, Senator Lindsey Graham says you should be wary of rumors claiming a row between Attorney General Bill Barr and Inspector General Michael Horowitz. After all, it was the IG that uncovered Stroke and Page, among other things. Don't get too excited one way or the other. Just wait for it. And number one, the Democrats are careening into the deep ditch of the impeachment abyss, unable to pull themselves out of the skid. They're crashing directly into the resistance of voters throughout the country, mostly in battleground states, and that will decide the election in 2020 when Donald Trump will be reelected. Telling you right now, he's going to do something that nobody else has done. He is the real Teflon Don. It doesn't matter how much BS you throw at this guy. The real Teflon Don, it bounces off, and he just continues to go and go and go, and he'll never be outworked. There's new video that's just surfaced of Justin Trudeau and Boris Johnson and Emmanuel Macron apparently making jokes about Trump behind his back at a cocktail get-together. They're saying to Macron, is that why you were late? Macron saying, yeah, it's because he takes a 40-minute press conference off the top. Yeah, 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 yeah. You just watched his team's jaws drop to the floor. You mean he outworked you again, Emmanuel? You mean he actually stood in there and outworked you? Because you will never outwork Donald Trump. And that goes for Boris Johnson, Emmanuel Macron, Angela Merkel, all of them. They're not capable of keeping up with a guy who's 73 years old who runs circles around them. Now, you don't have to like what he does. But when it comes to work ethic, I dare you. Try to keep up. Look at what the man does. He's up tweeting at 6 in the morning. Oh, he said these terrible things in a tweet. So what? The point of the matter is he's up working. He sends a tweet at 11 o'clock at night. I can't believe he tweeted that. I am so offended. The point is, he's still working. In the middle, he spent something like 121 minutes in three different sessions taking questions from reporters. And then on MSNBC, they had I can't believe he's doing all of this, taking all these questions. So he's too accessible. So say the commentators on the networks that embrace everything that the intelligence community will hand feed them, the same intel community that they used to, you know, have an adversarial relationship with, they'll take everything that's spoon-fed. While Donald Trump outworks them every single day. You know, at every NATO summit with Trump, every G7, every G20, the president gets mocked because he is outworking them. And by the way, Emmanuel, he just said he's going to put 100% tariff on French wine. I'd watch your mouth. Just a word to the wise, word to the wise. All right, so in this country today, let's go to a part of one of those press conferences before I move on. Let's go to bite number two. This is one of the things the president had to say about what's going on here with impeachment being led up today by Gerald Nadler. Gerald Nadler will be there. Wider than he is tall, Jerry Nadler looks like a bowling ball. Well, he does. Look at him. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. He looks like a bowling ball. He's ridiculous. He's the oddest looking human. What is he, 5'3"? What an odd little man. Anyhow, to go to bite number two, the president talking about impeachment at the NATO summit. Bite two, go.
The impeachment hoax is going nowhere. The Republican Party has never been so unified as it is right now. I have never seen anything like it. You know, I used to tell you, I said the one thing, the Republicans are better politicians, they have better policies. But the Democrats do stick together. The Democrats like open borders. They like sanctuary cities. They like a lot of things that are not good. But they do stick together. Well, the Republican Party on this whole impeachment hoax has been like glue. Because they know it's a hoax. It's a way of hurting the Republican Party. Beyond me, it's a way of trying to hurt the Republican Party and a lot of great people. And the people aren't standing for it. And a lot of these Democrats went back over the weekend and over the last week and a half. You know, they talk about how how much of an emergency everything is, and then they go away for 2 weeks. They went back to their districts, and they are getting hammered in their districts. And I see what's going on, especially the Trump districts, where I won by a lot.
Yeah, and there you have it. By the way, observers of President Trump's work to get NATO, on another part of this conversation, spending more on military defense has been hugely successful and made member nations more responsive. It's been a huge success by any measure. Remember how they said, well, Donald Trump's going to blow up the NATO alliance. No, what he did, in fact, was make it much stronger, $100 billion stronger in defense spending, upgrading, modernizing, getting ready, and making sure that when people like President Zelensky of Ukraine sit down with Russia on Monday, the 9th of December, they have a negotiating position that's backed up by NATO strength. That's what he's done. Go to Byte 5. Byte 5, you'll see what I'm talking about. Byte 5.
President Trump's leadership of the NATO alliance has actually been very effective. If you look at overall levels of defense spending among all NATO partners, they have significantly increased, actually, over the past 3 years. And even the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has been effusive in his praise, actually, of President Trump's leadership of the NATO alliance. So I say you have to really look at the big picture here. There are more U.S. troops on the ground now than there were under President Obama. You've got a far bigger U.S. presence now in Eastern Europe. And I think that President Trump's pressure certainly has significantly increased the willingness of NATO allies to spend more on defense. Of course, a lot more needs to be done on that front, but we are making progress. And I would argue that Trump's no-nonsense approach has actually been overall pretty effective in raising the level of pressure on NATO partners.
Well, you know, and there you have it. Increasing pressure on NATO partners. Getting the job done. And so these folks can sit there and make their comments and snicker. You know what I look forward to? A few things. First of all, I look forward to the looks on the face of people like Jake Tapper and Little Chucky over at NBC and some of the others when Trump was reelected. I'm looking forward to those pictures. And I'm also looking forward to Emmanuel Macron not getting reelected when Donald Trump is, because he got things done in the face of tremendous adversity. The real Teflon Don, in face of tremendous adversity, was still able to move forward, get better trade deals for America, get things done here, including the Right to Try Act, the First Step Act, a tax cuts, and reducing regulations on businesses, an economy that has 3.6 unemployment. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. It is 14. Trust me. How many people do you know that could you know, just focus hard enough and be stubborn enough to put their head down and go? 14 after on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know why.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.